Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, King KMX, Quizmatics, Inc., for short. Of course, also the founder of the KMX Free Money Movement. And welcome to another fun, positive, exciting, and empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And if that describes you, then welcome to our program. Let's get this thing started right. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? Let's get this thing going. And when I ask that question, what is the very first action required to find success? And no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter who you are, if you woke up this morning, are you grateful? I would say you should be, because you are incredibly blessed. And there was a wonderful song that was sung by Kanye West and Adam Levine, and it says, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today, all right? That means that today is a blessing, and it is so refreshing that you are here with us joining the world of the living. So, guys, have you started your day in a positive way? Have you engaged in a first action of success? If you are listening on this program right now, if you are able to listen, period, you are blessed. That is another great blessing, all right, and a gift, all right? Then you are indeed engaged in the very first action of success. And no matter who you are, no matter where you are, we can only put on, you know, one sock at a time, right? Only one sock at a time, you know. And it's just so awesome just to be able to have this opportunity to be here with you. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the call line. Let's see out here who is who has started their day in a positive way, who is actually engaged in the first action of success. And caller number 276, announce yourself. Where, who are you, where you're from, first and foremost. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, I have. This is Tanya from Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
Awesome. Well, welcome to our program, Tanya. It's always a pleasure to hear your lovely voice in the morning. And we're talking about how to get our day started successfully. Let me ask you a question. You heard me talk about have you started your day in a positive way? You heard me talk about the very first action of success. How do you feel about that? And what do you think your chances of success are today, my friend?
I think I can make it happen. I started in a very positive way. Got to get up and eat breakfast with my grandmother, and it's a beautiful day outside, and I'm going to get out there and do everything I can.
Well, I mean, one, let's just reel back. Rewind. All right. You woke up. All right.
Oh, yeah. I woke up.
All right. Now, listen. You woke up, right? All right. There you go right there, right? You woke up. All right. Now, we have all kinds of great things that can happen from there, but the first thing is, you know, got to wake up. All right. Got to wake up.
Exactly.
It don't happen on that pillow. All right, let me share it with you. I mean, you could be laying on your pillow right now. You could have been laying on your pillow for 5 hours right now. You know what I mean? That half awake sort of state. You know what I mean? I don't want to get up, but kind of not really. You know what I mean? Hey, man, it ain't gonna happen that way, man. It ain't gonna happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the world's still gonna revolve. The minutes,
no matter
hours,
what, exactly.
The minutes and seconds, they're gonna keep on ticking away. They're not waiting for you. Let me share it with you. It ain't waiting for you. This ain't that movie Groundhog Day. You know what I mean? You ain't just going to keep on going back over and over again, man. It's time, the day, energy, effort, everything is moving forward. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
So it's a wonderful thing. And I like the fact that you brought up your grandmother. You know, I actually went and took care of my grandmother for so many years before she passed away. I actually relocated my whole life just because my grandmother was elderly. And, you know, and I understood the value of time and having time to be with her. And, you know, I also talk about family, and these things are wonderful and great, very important. And I tell you right now, I would do anything to get my grandmother back. But let me ask you a question, Tanya.
Okay.
What do you know about your personal MVP, my friend?
My personal MVP is my best friend.
All right now.
And my MVP helps me push forward and go on and look at the positive and everything and take the speed bumps as they come and make it, the speed bumps only teach you. And do you just have to look at, you know, just your MVP will carry you through anything. And I know I can count on my MVP to make my day great and to make me successful.
Tanya, you're talking about your MVP. We're talking about our MVP here. I know that somebody right now is listening. They've logged in online somewhere, you know. They're listening to our podcast on the archive version. They didn't make it live. And they're like, all right, these guys are over here talking about the MVP. You know, it's the NBA Finals. The Cavs just got finished losing last year. You know, they might be thinking about, they might think I'm talking about Steph Curry here. They might think I'm talking about LeBron James here, right? And I just got finished talking about your wonderful grandmother. I talked about my grandmother a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I said, I love my grandmother. I'm going to be honest with you. I love my grandmother. I would do so much to get my grandmother back, but, you know, her time has expired. But I'm going to share with you the reason I love my grandmother, because my grandmother talked to me about that personal MVP of mine, and I'm going to share with you the words that she left me. And this is the reason why I will always love that lady, but I'm going to share something with you. She told me, if it's going to be, it is up to me. She said, if it is going to be, it is up to me. And now what I want you to do is I want everybody – who's listening on this program, all you guys who are tuning in from cyberspace or wherever you are out there, I want you to take a moment, because you might think I'm talking about, you might think I'm talking about Tanya's personal MVP. You might think I'm talking about Steph Curry. Somebody out there think I'm talking about LeBron James. You know, I said that. My grandmother said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. I think that somebody might actually think that I'm talking about me. You know what I mean? They're like, what is that song that says, you're so vain? You probably think this song is about you. Well, guess what? Here's the one time you're right. This song is about you. This is all about you, all right? And I have no problem with your vanity, because right now what we are going to do is we're going to take a walk over. In fact, I remember I used to watch the Smurfs when I was a kid. I remember they had that Vanity Smurf. You know, Vanity Smurf always had that mirror in his hand. You ever see that program when you were younger, Tanya? Oh, man,
yes,
see that right there? Put a smile on my face. All right, but I'm going to share something with that guy, Vanity. He knew something. He knew something, and my grandmother was trying to share that with me before she left, and it took her leaving from this planet for me to understand the value of this thing fully, so I want to make sure I share this with all of you on the line right now. I want you to go get that vanity mirror of yours, in fact. Go get that thing, all right? We're going to go take a walk over to one of my places. I'm going to walk over to that magic mirror, and I'm going to share with you who is waiting for you on the other side when we get there. All right, and no, I'm not talking about Vanity Smurf. I'm not talking about Vanity Smurf. I'm not talking about Granny. No, I'm not talking about Steph Curry. I ain't talking about LeBron James, all right? I'm talking about your personal MVP. So if you would be so kind, I'm going to take a walk over to this magic mirror. You care to take a walk over there with me, Tanya?
I would love to.
Well, here we go. Oh, man. That was just so awesome. You know what I mean? I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, drunk at the club, singing off key, and I wish I never met her at all. You know what I mean? That was a great line, Jay-Z. But here's the one that's even better. We are now standing in front of the mirror. We're confronted face-to-face with our personal MVP, and I'm going to share something with you. This is really actually something I'm just noticing. You know, that personal MVP of mine that's staring back at me right now, hey, they look really familiar, Tanya. They look really, really familiar. In fact, they look like me. They look like you too. Oh man, that's awesome. So listen, here's what I'm gonna do right now. All right, I'm gonna let you guys know something. You probably think I'm talking about me. All right, no, you think that Tanya's talking about her. You know, you think that she's talking about me. Well, maybe you think that. Maybe you think that the person staring back at you I'm talking about is somebody else. I'm going to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you right now. You, hear you, all right? No, not the other person. You. I want to talk to you. I want you to take a look in that mirror and connect with your, you. That's right, you. You connect with your personal MVP. Oh, my goodness. Wait, hold on. I said your personal MVP. This isn't about me, all right? This is about you. And I want you to make this personal. I want you to connect with that personal, all right? I'm going to make this personal. I want you to connect with that personal. I want you to take a look at that person staring back at you, and I want you to acknowledge the awesomeness, the greatness, the phenomenal friend that you have, the person who is the champion, the fighter, all right? The one that will always have your best interests at heart and mind. The one who can't have anything, who can't get anything that they want without you checking into that fight. The one that you need more than anybody else in life. The one who's never going to let you down and maybe has let you down before, or maybe you let them down before, but the bottom line is that they're still there, and they're always going to be there for you. And the one that came into this world with you, the same one that's going to go out with you, and that's the only one. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You know, if you're looking at that personal MVP of yours right now, you have a loyal friend. I said you have a loyal friend. You have a committed and a dedicated friend, not to everybody else in the world, but to you. You have a loyal, dedicated friend to you. I want you to think about that person right now. That person knows your dreams. That person knows your aspirations. That person knows your ambitions. That person knows what your talents are. That person knows you better than anybody else out there, with the exception of the one person who isn't even a person, and that's the person that created you. And that person knows everything that you are capable of, everything that you are, that you have the potential to be. And that person is waiting for you to check into this, to check into this wonderful, awesome existence, this moment in life that is yours for the taking. I want you to acknowledge that individual, and I want you to use the most powerful words that you are never going to say. Tanya, are you ready for me to check into the most powerful words that you're never going to say?
Absolutely.
I'm going to do something really awesome for you. I'm going to teach you I'm going to teach you how to speak through telepathy. We are not going to use any words. We are simply going to smile like it's going out of style, right? I want you to take a look at that personal MVP of yours. I want you to take that personal MVP of yours. I want you to look at them, and I want you to think about all of those people on Facebook who posted those photos and said, hey, no filter, you know what I mean? I'm trying to convince themselves how gorgeous they are. I'm going to share with you something. You don't need no filter, all right? All you need is that beautiful smile of yours. Did you notice how much more attractive that your personal MVP came instantly? The same moment that you put a smile on your face. Did you notice that, Tanya?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice that? No, I'm talking about you.
That.
Yes, you. I'm talking about you.
I noticed that.
I want to make sure that you noticed that. I'm talking to you. Did you notice your personal MVP? I said to make it personal. Did you notice how much more attractive that MVP of yours is simply by wearing a wonderful expression? The best makeup that you're never going to have to buy. Make up your mind to smile. And what happens when we smile? Do you feel that warm feeling? Do you feel that radiating glow? You know?
It releases happy cells all through you.
Right. And that warm feeling that you get, and that wonderful expression on your face. I want you to notice something when it all comes together. I want you to notice that. I want you to notice that. The message that you're delivering, and who is receiving this message, and who is delivering this message. When you smile, you say so many things that words can never, ever measure up to. I'm happy, all right? I'm content. I am friendly. I like you, all right? I love you. I find you attractive. I am your friend. I want to get to know you better. I find you interesting. I think that there's something special about you. I love myself. I love my life. Let's get to know each other better. All of those messages that I just got finished saying right there. Tanya, do you understand that all of those messages are just conveyed simply through that one expression that does not require any one of those words?
Yes. You project that from yourself when you smile, or when I smile.
And people get that message.
Mhm. Yes, people do respond.
Tanya loves her grandmother. I'm sure you love your children. I'm sure some of you guys love your parents. I know you love your mom. I know you love your dad. I know you love your cousins, your aunts and uncles. You may love your coworkers. You may love your friends. You may love your best friend. You may think that your dog is your best friend, but I'm telling you right now that you are wrong. Your best friend are a person. They are a person that is deserving of your attention. They are deserving of your time. They are deserving of your energy, and they are deserving of your effort. And I want to make sure that you, that's right, you, no, not them, I'm talking about you. I want to make sure that you understand the value of that personal MVP of yours. And I said the value because that is a valuable person, and I'm here to share something with you. Every second is a second chance at a great life. Every second is a second chance for you to get to know that personal MVP better. Every second is a second chance for you to make more from that personal MVP. Every second is a second chance for you to invest more into that MVP. Every second is a second chance for you to commit more to that MVP. Every second is a second chance for you to get that MVP closer to everything that they wanted. And when you give enough people in the world what they want in life, don't be surprised when you get everything that you want also. Hello. Hello. Tanya, I'm not Oprah Winfrey, but I think that we've had an aha moment. I think that we've just experienced an aha moment. All right.
I think you're right.
I think we've just experienced an aha moment. And with that said, I'd like to introduce our very special guest. Tanya, do you know that I have a special guest who's been waiting to hop on this line ever since we started this program today?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I may even know who it is.
Oh, are you really? You feel free. Take a shot. Let's see if you know.
Let me see if I can introduce. Dr. K. Am I right?
Daddy, and thank you for inviting me on the program quiz. It's another wonderful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? I love to get my day started with a wonderful smile and a beautiful song, and I'm so honored and grateful to be here at the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed the morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And if you are a success-minded entrepreneur, a success-minded individual, if you are a success in the flesh, which you are as you woke up this morning, then you are in the right place. If you could have been anywhere in the world, and you chose to be right here with me and Tanya and Quiz on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I'd like for you to share right now a five powerful affirmation to connect further with your personal MVP and give them every opportunity to know the unwavering truth of the universe. And I begin now. Can I begin now, Miss Tanya?
Oh, please do.
Affirmation number one, and this is not for me. It's Quiz say, it is for you. No, I say for you, okay? This is not for me. This is for you. No, not you. You think I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about you. This is for you. That is your personal MVP. Your personal MVP is here right now. All personal MVPs on the line. I want for you to repeat after me when I say these five affirmations. And I know that you do not have a voice. So you're going to have to get that person who is responsible and accountable for you. You're going to have to get them to express themselves and open their mouth and use these words, because if they don't use these words, then you cannot use these words, personal MVPs, and that would be such a shame, because we know that you need this message, okay? We know that you need this message. And a lot of you personal MVPs out there, I want to apologize to you for the person who is supposed to be your best friend who has been neglecting you, the person who has not been putting enough energy into you, you personal MVPs out there. I want to apologize for them, okay, because I know that they don't know what they do, so I'm going to speak to you. Again, I say not you, I'm talking to you, all right, that personal MVP. Are we all on the same page now, personal MVPs? All right, I want you to bring your little puppy along with you, okay? That person that's supposed to be your best friend, I want you to bring your best friend to be your real best friend and communicate and follow after me when I say five affirmations. Affirmation number one, today will be my day.
Today will be my day.
And why? The present is a present. It is a gift. It is yours. Today will be your day because it was given to you, not by me, not by that person who's supposed to be your best friend. It is a blessing. It is a gift. It is a present. This is a presence. And your presence is a present. And today is yours. This is your gift. Make the most of it. Today will be my day. That's a wonderful thing. Absolutely, positively true, my friend. Affirmation number two. And let's go. Let's crank up the volume on our success here. You know. Affirmation number two. I am the best me.
Best me.
I am the best me that there is. Yes, my personal MVPs on the line. I love it. Oh, my goodness. These personal MVPs is out there. This is awesome. Okay. And, yes, you are the best you that there is. So stop beating yourself up about the things that you cannot control in life. Okay? What is you struggling and being frustrated for? What is that doing for you in life? Huh? What is that doing for you in life? I want you to reach out the mirror and smack that person around who's responsible for you and smack some sense into them and say, listen, my friend, shake them by the collar if you can grab them. All right? I am the best me that there is. Okay? I cannot be LeBron James. I cannot be Steph Curry. You know why? Because they cannot be me. How about that? Okay? I have things I can do that they wish that they could do. All right? Believe me. And while I'm running around looking at everybody else, how about they take a look at my personal MVP and realize that the greatest person is not looking to be somebody else. They're looking to be themselves. Muhammad Ali has just passed away. He's not looking to go be Sugar Ray Leonard. He was not going to look to be Joe Louis. He was not going to look to be, the President Eisenhower. He was going to look to be Muhammad Ali. And that's why the world loved him, because he was himself, and you are yourself, and you are the best you that there is. So, again, every second is a second chance at a great life. Today will be my day. I am the best me that there is. And now, something that Muhammad Ali know I share with you right now. I'm not going to say float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, okay? I'm not going to say rumble, young man, rumble. What I am going to say is I am a winner.
I am a winner.
And that's why I called you an MVP, because you are a winner. You'll always be a winner in my book. I want you to question whether you will always be a winner in the book of the best friend of yours, who's supposed to be there caring for you, loving you, and being a great friend for you. Yet, when it's time for you to go out there and achieve these wonderful dreams and visions and passion that you have, your personal MVP is looking for you and you is nowhere to be found. Okay? That is not good, because your personal MVP is a winner and they're waiting to have their breakout year. And I want you to get them there. Okay? And you cannot get them there if you do not acknowledge them. So I want you to understand that, just like my cousin DJ Khalid, you know, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Okay? All you do is win, 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 no matter what. All you do is wake up and win. It's already a win for you. So let's go for affirmation number four. This is to make absolutely positively sure. I know I can do it.
I know I will.
So many people in this world have doubts and fear, and they let these things hold them back and slow them down, and they don't ever really fully grasp this thing. So I'm going to make sure that you understand this right now, in the positive powder meeting, in the positive frame of mind, that I know I can do it. I said, I know I can do it. I know I will. Do you know the reason why Muhammad Ali was such a great champion? He make all of these wonderful predictions, and people think that Muhammad Ali is Miss Cleo, he's some psychic. No. He knows he can do it, and he knows he will. And he's going to hold himself accountable for the pressure, because once I say it, I am not a liar. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to execute what I said I was going to do. I said I was going to kick you behind in round eight, and I meant it. This is over in eight rounds. Okay? When I'm practicing, I'm like, hey, you know something? This guy, he might actually be a little bit better than I thought they am. You know something? Actually, there's no way that this man can ever hurt me. I am unstoppable. I am impenetrable. I am the greatest. And he talked himself into a fury, and he talked himself into a backup wall where if he ain't the greatest, then, you know, if he cannot perform that, then he cannot say that he is the greatest. He cannot know that in his heart of hearts. So he had to go out there and whip this man in eight rounds, okay? And believe me, he's worked extremely hard to make sure that when he got into that fight, that, you know,
he had to go out there and execute. You know, here is a great quote from Muhammad Ali for people. I have a great quote from Muhammad Ali. He said that he hates training. He said he hated it. Said the worst damn thing ever, training. He hates training. But he was going to go and endure through all of the pain, all the worst stuff over, and get it over ASAP. I'm going to train my behind off so that later on I don't have to do this anymore because I'm going to win, okay? And that is all there is to it. I will go through all of the pain that is necessary for me to get to where I need to get and get it over with because there's no way I can win if I don't go through this. So I hate training, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to the maximum so I can get the results that I want. And affirmation number 5, this is the greatest key to being alive. Listen, throw your hands up sometimes. Stop worrying. Stop stressing. Okay? No matter what circumstance, no matter what situation you are, you only can things are only as good as you see them to be. So I want you to take a moment to repeat after me. God will be with me.
God will be with me.
He always has been. And he
always will be.
God will be with me.
He
always
has
been. He always
will
be. And I make a promise to you, my friends, God is with you as well. So with this being said, I want you to think, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Thank you very much, my good people. Quiz, I hand the program back over to you. Athania, did you was able to get something valuable out of these affirmations this morning?
Oh, very much so. Thank you, Dr. K.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. And again, I'm just happy to be here. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. K. Appreciate having you on the line. Thank you guys for joining us on our WKMX Positive Power meeting. Remember, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. Okay, everybody, and remember, outside of that, there's only 4 keys to success. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Remember that. I want you to repeat after me. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. What is it all about? Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. What does that mean? Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. You all haven't figured it out yet? Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. You ain't figured it out yet, have you? Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. I want you to eat, sleep, and breathe this because this is what champions are made of. Commitment, making a decision that you are going to execute. All right, words are cheap. They mean nothing. Consistency is action, all right? And you're going to do it regularly and repeatedly with a routine. And it's not going to happen unless you have drive. But where's that heart at? Where's your inspiration? Where's your motivation? What's your passion? What's your pain? How do you feel about your chance of success? How do you feel in general? You feel tired? You feel beat up? Why? What is your why? What's the motivation? What is the reason for you doing it? Get yourself back in gear and get in that game. And determination. Determination is not for the faint of heart. Determination is a mental toughness that you will need that says, I don't care what's happening on the face of the planet. I am going to get what I want out of this dream of mine, out of this goal of mine, out of this body. As long as that is what your life is about and you love that life that you're living, that journey that you're on, then I have something very awesome to share with you. I promise you that you are going to make it. I'm going to say it again. You are going to make it. And if you don't know, now you know. So, guys, thank you again for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Again, I'm your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz. Quizmatics, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Think Social Media Professionals. Joined also here by Miss Tanya Shelton, a.k.a. Ray of Sunshine. And if you don't know, make sure you visit our business page or visit our business page at Facebook.com/ KMX Free Money Movement. Tanya, Facebook.com/ what's your headline there? Ray, R-A-E, dot, O-F.
Yes.
Sunshine, S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E. Feel free to visit her business page. Feel free to visit our team business page. And feel free to contact the social media professional of your choosing, a KMXer or whatever,
and find out more about our awesome organization. Again, it's just a pleasure, a blessing, and it's a great thing to know that success is not something that you chase. Success is something that you attract by the person you become. And here at KMX, we are attracting greatness because we are becoming greatness. All right. Thank you very much for your time. And I could talk about Uno, but I don't like to play that card game too much anymore. But I will tell you this. Deuces!